today we're invited, Lalita Prabhuji, everybody knows him. And he'll be talking about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Please, give us a swagat kijiye.
Let us get in the proper mood by invoking the very first words of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Trinadapi suniche natarara eva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama harinama harinamai vakivalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. It is a great privilege to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. In this week coming up, we will remember Srila Vyasadeva because we will be celebrating Guru Purnima, the beginning of the Chaturmasya period. And on that day, we remember Srila Vyasadeva, from whom our whole Hindu religious philosophy is credited to. The Bhagavad Gita ends with the command by Krishna, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vrajya Ang Tang Sarva Papibhyo Moksha Yashyami Ma Shucha. Do not fear, do not worry, do not hesitate. Surrender, Krishna says. Give up anything which you may think is your duty or your religion. Give it up and just surrender to me. Krishna guarantees he will deliver you from all sinful reaction. But he requires mam ekam, exclusive surrender. And practically we implement that every time we chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. So where the Bhagavad Gita ends, Srimad Bhagavatam picks up. The Srimad Bhagavatam, Nigama Kalpatora Galitang Phalam, the ripened fruit of the tree of knowledge known as Vedas, the ripened fruit. There are 18,000 verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12 cantos, which proceed visualizing the form of Krishna. First two cantos, Krishna's lotus feet, because our meditation begins at Krishnapad, Krishna's lotus feet, and gradually, third canto, the meditation moves up till we get to the 10th canto, the smiling face of... Is Krishna smiling today?
Yes.
Why do you think he's smiling? No, because Radharani is sitting next to him, right there. Yes. Prabhupada says, Krishna, when in the presence of Srimati Radharani, becomes more beautiful. He's already beautiful, is he not? He's the most beautiful. But in the presence of Srimati Radharani, he becomes more beautiful. So that's the 10th canto, the smiling face of Krishna. Then we come to the final canto, 12th canto. In that canto, Parikshit Maharaj gives up his body. The snake bird comes and kills Maharaj Parikshit. Sukadeva Goswami finishes his instructions. But there is, that's, you could say, midway in the 12th canto. So there's a few chapters after that. And then in the final chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, you could subtitle it the Bhagavatam Mahatmyam. It is a complete chapter dedicated to glorifying the supremacy and the greatness and the super excellent and unique position of Srimad Bhagavatam, the final masterpiece of Srila Vyasadeva, his final, which was done under the instruction of his guru, Sri Narada Muni, when Vyasadeva woke up one day despondent, and Narada Muni came there at that time. And Vyasadeva requested his spiritual master, please find out the root cause of my despondency. And like a good doctor or a good lawyer, Narada Muni, as spiritual master, immediately detected what was the root cause of Vyasadeva's despondency. And therefore he instructed him, now you compile Srimad Bhagavatam, your final literary masterpiece. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, followers of Lord Chaitanya, they understand or they accept that this Srimad Bhagavatam is the author's own natural commentary on his other great literary work, Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra being the most scholarly presentation on the end of knowledge or conclusion of knowledge. But the author, Vyasadeva, wrote his own commentary. So Gaudiya Vaishnavas consider that Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural own author's commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, if you understand it, then you'll know everything that is there in the Vedanta Sutra. If you're ready to hear now this final chapter of the 12th canto, chapter 13. And it's not unlucky in the Western world. Oh, 13. There are no elevator floors. 13. Because they have this superstition, which I call stupid cition. So this is the final chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And I'm not reading the whole chapter, just a few excerpts which will hopefully inspire you and give you a glimpse into the greatness of Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is the narration of Krishna and his devotees. Not Krishna alone. Krishna with his devotees. So if you're ready to proceed, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Idang Bhagavata Purvang. Brahmane Nabhi Pankaje. Stitaya Bhava Bhitaya. Karunayat Samprakashitam. So since Shukadeva Goswami leaves the scene in chapter 6, the rest is all presented to us by Sutta Goswami, who was there at the original recitation of Bhagavatam when it was delivered by Shukadeva. So Sutta was there. And we saw in the very beginning of Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami is there. The sages of Naimisharanya have assembled at the dawn of Kali Yuga, some 5,000 years ago. And they select Sutta Goswami to instruct them on Srimad Bhagavatam just because he was there at the original recitation, first-hand on-the-spot reporter. So Sutta Goswami is speaking. He says, it was to Lord Brahma that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everyone say, Narayan.
Narayan.
first fully revealed Srimad Bhagavatam. At that time, Brahma, frightened by material existence, was sitting on the lotus flower that had grown from the Lord's navel. So this, what Sutta is saying here, that was already explained in Canto 2 and also in Canto 3. Twice he talks about that incident, the dawn of creation, where Brahma got the original four Chatushloki verses of Bhagavatam. We need 18,000. Brahma only needs four. Why? Because he's the most intelligent living entity in the whole universe. That's why he's Lord Brahma. He didn't get to be Lord Brahma because the Democrats or Republicans voted him in. He's Lord Brahma because he has performed 100 births of perfect Vedic life. No mistake, for 100 births. Not so easy to become Lord Brahma. Sometimes there's nobody qualified. Like sometimes people say there's nobody qualified to run the country. So sometimes there's nobody qualified. So in that case, Krishna himself becomes Lord Brahma and sits on that post. Not in this case. So this particular Brahma, he had performed Vedic life perfectly with no mistake for 100 births. And his great quality of forgiveness. It's a great quality of tolerance and forgiveness. So he gets the original Chatusloki of Bhagavatam. It's there in the second canto. Let's continue. Adi madhya vasaneshu vairagya kyana sangyutam harilila katha vrata mritanandita satsuram sarva vedanta sarangyad brahmatmakaiva lakshanam vastvadityantang nishtang kaivalyaka prayojanam. From beginning to end, the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of narrations. But what is it full of? Here's what it is. Number one, narrations that encourage renunciation of material life. And that was also mentioned in the second verse. Dharma projita kaitavotra. The very solemn declaration. Second verse. Bhagavatam tells you at the beginning, all kinds of materialistic or cheating religions is kicked out. Projita. Thrown out. Kicked out. Rejected. Bhagavatam is not interested in any ism. Bhagavatam is only dealing with the absolute truth, pure, spiritual, transcendental religion. Like Krishna said in that final verse of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman. When Krishna says Sarva Dharman, it's the same thing. Krishna is saying, give up all this cheating, materialistic religion. You just surrender unto me. Bhagavatam picks up all kinds of materialistic cheating religion thrown away. So what is it dealing with? Renunciation of material life. What's material life? Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. That's material life. So if somebody's interested in how can I eat better and how can I defend better or how I can mate better, not Bhagavatam. Go somewhere else. Bhagavatam is dealing with nivritti mark, not pravritti mark. Renunciation. Number two, nectarian accounts of Lord Hari. Everyone say,
Hari.
Again,
Hari.
Again,
Hari.
Lord Hari's transcendental pastimes. So, anyone who has read Bhagavatam, not just Krishna. Krishna's pastimes is intense. But you're going to read about so many avatars. Six kinds in Bhagavatam. You're going to hear six different kinds of avatars. And that's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Then, which give ecstasy to the saintly devotees and demigods. So, this Hari Katha, narration about Hari, God, if it enlivens you, that means you're a devotee or you're on the level of a demigod. Because that is what it appeals to. In the first canto, there's a very harsh statement by Narada. When Narada is trying to instruct Vyasadeva to write Bhagavatam, it's a whole chapter. Narada says, there are two kinds of birds, crows and swans. Crows, where do you find crows? You all know. Garbage heap. Where do you find swans? Cool, clear. They don't mix, do they? You don't see the crows and the swans going to the nightclub. So Narada says there's two kinds of people or two kinds of literature. Crow class literature, swan class literature. Crow class literature, you know that very well. Just go to the magazine stand. You'll see all kinds of crow class. Turn on the radio, crow class music. Turn on the television, crow class television. So that's, everybody knows what is crow class. But swan, ha, you're here. You are the swans. Why? Because instead of wasting your time with all this rubbish, you're hearing Harikatha. You're here to see Radha and Krishna. You're here to be in the association of devotees. So the swan class and the crow class, two different literatures. So in the second verse of Bhagavatam, Paramana Nyamatsaranang Satam, that this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for the swan class type of human being. The swan is able to extract the nectar from a mixture of milk and water, takes it out. It has a very, it's very expert, able to take it out. So this Bhagavatam, it is for the swan-like devotees. All right, let's continue. This Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedanta philosophy that I already mentioned. It is the natural commentary by the author because its subject matter is the absolute truth. Absolute truth, Sutta Goswami explained that in chapter 2. He said absolute truth is three features. Brahman, all-pervasive Brahman. Localized and all-pervasive Paramatma, Super Soul. Yes, he's in your heart, local. But since he's in everyone's heart, he's also all-pervasive. Two things at the same time. That's Krishna, that's God. And then the ultimate feature of the Absolute Truth, he's on the altar. Bhagavan, the possessor of unlimited opulence. There he is. He has, who's next to him? Srimati Radharani. He's got all opulence. Because one of Radharani's name, Sarva Lakshmi. Not just one Lakshmi, Sarva Lakshmi. He's got it all. So do you think Krishna is lacking anything? When he has as his consort, Sarva Lakshmi, he's got it. That's why he's the supreme. So that's the absolute truth. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. He is also, this absolute truth, is the ultimate reality. One without a second. That's important. By definition, this is a definition of God. One without a second. There cannot be two gods. I always get very annoyed when people object and say to me, oh, you worship many gods. No! God by definition means one without a second. And that's what the absolute truth is. And he's right there on the altar. Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. He's all three. He's Brahman, he's Paramatma, he's Bhagavan. He's one without a second. There's a technical term. Asammordva. No one's equal. No one's greater. That's God. That's the absolute truth. And Krishna himself says that in Bhagavad Gita. Don't just take my word for it. He says it. Matak paracharam nanyat. He says it. I'll show you the verse. Chapter 7, verse 7. Krishna says, there's no truth superior to me. He also says in chapter 10, Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Matak sarvam pravartate. Everything emanates from me, material and spiritual. I'm the source of all. That's the absolute truth. That is Krishna. Now, his next statement is interesting. This absolute truth, Krishna, in quality, is non-different from the spirit soul. What do we learn in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita? Can anyone tell me what's the first lesson that we learn in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita? We are not this body and we are soul. Very good. Excellent. So here, Sutta Goswami saying, this absolute truth, Krishna, in quality is none different from you. That is how we're one with God. We're one with God in quality, not quantity. I don't see any of us expanding ourselves. No. We can't do what Krishna... Anybody here lived over downhill lately? No. Anybody here expand themselves into 16,108 forms simultaneously? And do different... No. No offense. So, quality, yes. What is that quality? Satchit Ananda. That is the quality of spirit. Eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. That is the nature of soul and God. The goal of this book, what book are we talking about? Srimad Bhagavatam. The goal of this book is exclusive devotional service unto that supreme truth. Same thing Bhagavad Gita says at the end. Surrender unto me, mam ekam, exclusive. Here it says the same thing, exclusive devotional service. Rajante tavad anyani puranani satangane yavat bhagavatang naiva shruyate mrita sagaram. Next thing Sutta Goswami says, all other Puranic books, so there are 17 other Puranas. Six Puranas Vyasadeva compiled for people under the influence of the mode of ignorance. Vyasadeva left nobody out. When Vyasadeva compiled and edited the Vedas, everybody was accounted for. Vyasadeva knows there are people in the mode of ignorance. They also need their scriptures. There are people in the mode of passion. So there are six Puranas for those kinds of people. And there are six Puranas for people in the modes of goodness. It has to do with how you live, how you walk, talk, everything. In the Bhagavad Gita, you'll see that there, chapter 14, chapter 16, 17, 18, the discussion is the modes of nature. How to eat in the modes of nature, how to work. Everything is covered by Krishna. Summary. Everything is governed by these modes of nature. There's eating in the mode of ignorance. There's eating in the mode of passion. There's eating in the mode of goodness. There's working in the modes. Everything is governed by the modes. So, 18 Puranas. It says here, all other Puranas can shine forth in the assembly of saintly devotees only as long as the great ocean of nectar known as Srimad Bhagavatam is not heard. So Suta Goswami is really explaining to us the unique position of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Vedanta Saranghi Sri Bhagavatam Ishyate Tadrasamrita Triptasya Nanyatra Syad Rati Kvachit. Srimad Bhagavatam is declared to be the essence of all Vedanta philosophy. So he's repeating this. One who has felt satisfaction from its nectarian mellow will never be attracted to any other literature. So here's the test. If you have actually heard something of Srimad Bhagavatam, and if it has entered your ear and your heart, once you have gotten that taste, you're finished. You can't go back to the crow class. Even we see it, and Narada also pointed this out, by the way, when he was instructing Vyasadeva. Narada said, even if somebody who once got that taste, even if somebody one time surrendered to Krishna, but then again fell into illusion, you know what? They'll never forget that original taste. They'll never forget it. That's how powerful is this taste you get. As it says here, what's the word? Rasamrita. Amrita, deathless nectar. Deathless nectar. This Bhagavatam will keep you alive. Prabhupada used to say, even they read one verse, they can be delivered. And he said, no. Even they read one line, they can be, no. Even if they hear one word, no. Even they touch the book, they can be delivered. That's how powerful. That's why Prabhupada encouraged us, distribute this Bhagavatam. Because even they don't take it, if they touch the book. I have some news. Our president, Mr. Obama, has gotten Bhagavad Gita. Yes. Recently, he met an ISKCON sannyasi, Radhanath Swami. Maybe some of you know this, Radhanath Swami. Mr. Obama, you may not care for his politics, that's okay. Mr. Obama spent some time with this Radhanath Swami, and they were holding hands during the conversation. And I got a report just the other day that while Mr. Obama was speaking to our Radhanath Swami, Mr. Obama was crying. Yes. And Radhanath Swami impressed upon Mr. Obama that he has a grave responsibility to save our country. More coming. He's got the book. He has met. Come on, how many presidents have allowed a Hare Krishna devotee into the White House? How many? You may not like his politics, but something to be said here. Holding a devotee's hands. Good. I'm not making any political statements here. Don't get me wrong. Hey, like I said, I can't get involved in politics. The essence here, this what Suta Goswami has said, once you get a taste for Bhagavatam, you're finished. Just like, I'll give another example. Once I tasted samosa, burger was gone. Once I got Mahaprasad, I've told you the story many times. The first time I got Mahaprasad, it was spinach, right? Remember the story? I've told you. I was jumping up and down. Give me more, give me more. And the devotee said, got to come back tomorrow. Why do you think I joined this movement? I got that taste of Mahaprasad. I was finished. I'm doing pretty good, huh? Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmane Vaishnave Svalpapunya Vatara Jan Visvaso Navajayate. Prabhupada used to say, there's only one hope for the politicians. You know that? Prabhupada said, you cannot have good laws. Why? Because the politicians eat meat and drink alcohol. That means their brains are all mushed up. Alpamedasa. Right? They're making laws under the influence of alcohol and meat. What kind of laws are you going to get? We call them meatheads. Right? No clear thinking. So Prabhupada used to say, the only hope for politicians, stuff them with prasadam. No more talking. Just eat. So, nobody's done it yet, but I think we need a Govinda's restaurant there in Washington, on K Street? Where all the lobbyists are, just feed them. Just feed them. Feed them. Samosa, gulab jamun, pakora, palak paneer. I'm getting hungry just talking about it. All right, we'll end soon because I'm also hungry. All right, not much more. Nimna ganang yata ganga. That's one of the best verses. Nimna ganang yata ganga. Devanam achuto yata. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu purananam idam tata. The greatest of rivers, Ganga. Greatest of deities, Lord Achyuta. Who's Achyuta? Krishna. The greatest of Vaishnavas, shambhu, Lord Shiva. Greatest of Vaishnavas. And the greatest of all Puranas, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyang Yasmin Paramahansyam Ekam Amalam Gyanam Parangiyate Tatra Gyana Viragya Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyam Avishkritam Tachtrinvan Supatan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchyan Nara. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana. It is most dear to Vaishnavas because it describes the pure and supreme knowledge of the Paramahansas, thus the swans, the swan-like people. They are known as Paramahansas. This Bhagavatam reveals the means for becoming free from all material work, together with the processes of transcendental knowledge, renunciation, and devotion. Anyone who seriously tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears it and chants it with devotion, becomes completely liberated. Maybe I should read that. Who wants to be completely liberated? Here's your key. So, try to understand Bhagavatam. Just try. Doesn't say you have to. Just seriously try. Properly hear it and chant it with devotion. You'll become liberated. Hari Bol. Namastasmai Bhagavate Vasudevaya Sakshine Ya Idam Kripaya Kasmai Vachakchakshe Bumukshave. So he's, as I said, these are just excerpts, not the whole chapter. The whole chapter would take several hours for me to properly speak on. Maybe we can do that some other time. Do a Bhagavat Saptaha on Bhagavatam. When you're ready, I'm ready. We offer our obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Everyone say?
Vasudeva.
The all-pervading witness. So now you know the one meaning. There are many meanings, but here's one meaning of, what was that word? The all-pervading witness, who mercifully explained this science to Brahma when he anxiously desired salvation. Again, that's in second canto. Nama Sankirtanang Yasya. This is the final verse. Nama Sankirtanang Yasya sarva papa pranashanam pranamo dukkha shamanas tang namami haring param. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord. Hari, everyone say.
Hari.
The congregational chanting of whose holy names destroys all sinful reactions. Reminds me of a verse in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dhamman parityaja, mam ekam sharanam vraja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo. Ah, there it is. Sarva papebhyo. All sinful activities destroyed. So congregational chanting, sankirtan, that's what the verse said. Congregational chanting destroys all sinful reactions. Did you chant today?
Yes.
Were we in the association of devotees?
Yes.
Your sinful reactions are destroyed. But as Jesus used to say, now sin no more. Ah, that's different. But for now, your sins are destroyed. How do you feel? You feel good? So don't commit any more. And the offering of obeisances unto whom, did you offer obeisances to Vasudeva Krishna? Relieves all material suffering. So how did I do? Did you like it? Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. So the main thing, the last thing that I didn't mention, that to get this, to comprehend this, so that everything I said, how for you to get it, you need faith. For me, that faith was instilled by my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. So, if you don't have this faith, you need to get the blessings of someone who has it. And when you please or satisfy that person and they bless you, then you also will have that faith. Would you like me to bless you? Then raise your hands. My dear Lord Krishna, oh, good. Thank you. Please give all these devotees firm faith in these words of Srimad Bhagavatam so that they may also achieve love of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Thank you for this great honor and privilege of speaking and glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much.